You have to have people who believe God to make God's will alive. And that's very big, because in moments on history of countries when people stray out and go out from God's will, people's lives will be worse every time that happens. And every time some people turn up to God, even if they are rulers of the people, like presidents or kings, people's life will get better. And now we are the ones who are throwing out God's will on this world. We are the ones who are believing it and looking for it. And that makes the major difference in this part of the world. As others, I don't say that happened in other parts. I'm saying in our countries, we are the ones who make alive God's will, and that's what brings deliverance to people, even if sometimes they don't quite realize how things are moving in their lives. But if they listen to something that is from God and they just believe it, that will make an effect in their lives. Can be health, can be finances, can be just a sound mind, whatever. God knows what people need to hear. And we are the ones who have the heart to listen to God and to speak out what God puts in our hearts to be spoken. So that's a big deal to make people's lives different and better, even if they don't quite see it. But we have to see it. We have to hang on that and believe, and you know, we make the difference. We are the most important thing God has in this world. It's us, our sons with His Spirit. We just have to believe it and keep going, and He'll show us what to say, what to do, when to say it and do it. Just rely on Him and trust Him. That's all He asks us. So that's my heart for you guys tonight. That's what I have to share.
Thank you. Before you pass it on, Pedro,
yeah,
I'd just like to ask Frank and Anna to share again. And the reason why a lot of people, many people listen to the audios and they get very blessed, but I put a new microphone with my dictaphone and I forgot to switch the microphone on, so it didn't record the sharings. So I know God will put it in your heart again what to share. So would Frank and Annie begin again? So Anna. So Anna, yeah, would you begin, and then Frank.
Okay.
Okay.
As I said before, it's a short sharing. It has been a really busy week at work, and it was a day, it was crazy this day, today, and I was doing things, rushing here and there, talking with this and that. Everybody was asking things, and my manager was asking always about the lists of people they are going, because we have external laborers that came from other companies to do some works during the week, and it will be an increase of 120 people there, so it will be really hard, and we need all kind of permissions and stuff and cards and whatever so they can get in, and I need to find a place for them to have their meals, and I have a lot of things to think because they have others. So and I was rushing and I was really in stress. Then I remember, I said, oh God, I forget to ask you before, sorry. And then I delivered the things in God's hands, and everything started going on and smooth and really nice. People were giving all the information I need. It was, as I said, we don't forget that God needs to be involved. We just forget to ask in time or on time. But it's really nice to see that and hear about. I'm so blessed to be here, because I came running from work, because this is the best part of the week for me, being here, learning and hearing everything that all have to say and to share. And it's a precious time in my life, for my heart, and after, even after, during the night, I think about, I heard, and sometimes I understand more things. And don't let anyone tell you that you are not important and what you say is not important, because even two words can make a difference in someone's life, a believer or an unbeliever, because everything that we say through the Spirit is so important and will heal hearts and will help others to do stuff. It will edify him, and better if there is someone that don't know God and we can show them how God is so special for us in our life and how special we are for him and how he help us, teach us, instruct us. There is no lack of anything in our lives. He supplies everything that we need, yep, and more that we expect. Amen. So we are so important, and we cannot allow anyone to say that we are not important. Amen. We are precious. Amen. So this is what I have to say. And now, Frank Chevalier, please.
Thank you, Anna.
Thank you, Lawrence. Okay, then I'm very blessed then to be in this fellowship, and before joining Lawrence fellowship, you know, I had in mind to cut the week with the fellowship, you know, and God opened the door through Skype to be you, and I'm very blessed. And he turned that came in France, and most of the believers in this Skype fellowship, very blessed, and I miss you.
We miss you, bro.
We have eternal life, you know, to be together too, and for the time we just use what's available for us to to be connected, and we need really to connect to them, because it's the most important thing we can have, and there are also the connection with believers, and God is able to connect us with believers, you know, and it's very important, because you receive comfort and exhortation, and you know, and as you did now, it was a blessing, and I'm very blessed by it, and by, you know, your sharings, and yes, I'm blessed. Our God is, my life, and because of who he is and what he made, what I am because of Christ, what Christ has done, you know, God opened the door for this Messiah to come and do the work he has to do, and we can be at rest and just looking only to God, to use the weapon of the Spirit, you know, praying, speaking in tongue, and receiving from God wisdom, knowledge, everything, you know, from His Spirit. And we are truly connected to God, and we are like in His presence, like we are, like the baptism of John, when you are dipped in the waters, you know, to be baptized, and we are the same kind with God's Spirit, you know, it's permanent, and we have His presence in us, around us, you know, there is no lack in the connection within the presence of God, and we can really work for God, because He gave us a diploma before studying, you know. It's like He gave the diploma before studying, and we don't need to study, because God is on time, you know, at work directly with us. And then I'm very blessed, and I was on holiday, you know, 1 week, and we had the children of Frank and Marie from France, and they are twins. They've got 6.5 years old, and you know, full of energy, and we analyzed them, and we learned, you know, with Annie to to you know, for me it was a little hard to have authority. I learn. But it was thinking of my youth with my brother, who are twins too, you know, and they are very you know, they're kind of doing stuff together, you know, and it was fun. Then I'm very blessed for sharing that that we got a plan for us, and he wants us you know, to do his work, and it's not hard. It's very simple, and we just do our day, you know, and opens door, and if something has to happen, and you know, we can minister healing, you know, God is at work, and we just rest and have confidence in him, and you know, loving God and caring God and providing God, and we speak, you know, the words that he gives us to speak, because he's a real-time God, you know, and we can, you know, do. Then thank you. Now I let Pedro speak now. Thank you, Lawrence.
Bless your heart.
Thank you, Frank. I had finished, so I'm going to pass to Kim Haley. Kim, can you share now, please?
Amen.
Bless you, man.
Bless you, Kim.
Hi. Yeah, I've not had a lot happening this week, apart from we had a PCC meeting last night. That's the Parish Church Council. That was a blessing to be there. We had some jobs to discuss and things for the coming season. But today I was at my work, and I'm working in a local college, and I have a job there as a exam invigilator. And we have to sit there, well, or stand there for between ending up to 2 or 3 hours. There's no playing with the mobile phone, looking in a newspaper, reading a book. You've got to keep your eye on the students, because you are there essentially to assist them, to help the lead invigilators. So time really does creep by slowly. Yeah, so I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, I'm battling some tribulation right now, and I thought, I was just sitting there, I started to write. I wrote some verses of scripture, which I couldn't actually, shall we say, I couldn't put the references down, but I started to write in things like, trust in him in all your ways, and lean not unto your, or depend upon your own understanding. I am the way, the life, and the truth, and no one can come to me except through me. He is a shield and buckler to all that seek him. He is a God in whom there is no darkness and no turning. I am a world overcomer, because he's overcome the world for us. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. And it's things like this, I wrote, face the substance of things not seen, the evidence of things hoped for. If you believe the Lord Jesus, be the Lord Jesus Christ, and confess with your mouth that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And from whence does my help come from? So I spent some time writing these, and the time actually went by quite quickly.
Yeah.
So that was a blessing to be able to do that. Wonderful. It's blessed me because, I'm weathering the storm. The adversary is having a good go at me, but I'm not shifting my ground. I'm remaining standing, because that is the thing to do. You never ever turn tail and run or anything like that. So, but I do get a little bit frustrated sometimes with the believers or the church people I hang out with, or sorry, fellowship with, they are, when we have the outpouring, we have the search, we are going to celebrate the outpouring of the Holy Spirit this Sunday. And I think it was on the 7th of June is actually the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, or Winston as they call it. But they're praying about the Spirit to come down on them, and I get really frustrated because I say that we have the Spirit in us, and we don't have to wait for it to come down and sit upon our shoulders or to move amongst us. The Spirit is in us. And I try to make that known, but it's not really taken on board as such. It is a bit frustrating, really, but that's all right. But I think Pedro was mentioning about that we ought to share the word with others, because that is one of our missions, is to receive, retain, release in 3 hours. And it's so important, because like a sponge, it cannot absorb so much water before it has to start giving out. And after we absorb so much information we receive, it, we must give it out, share it with others. And I think that's we're blessed to do that. Others are blessed, and of course, as we sow the seed, the Lord waters, the Lord gives, and it's just a great way to be. And because we are representatives of His ministry, we are ambassadors. We have the privilege of being ambassadors for the church, which is the church of the body of Christ, the church of reconciliation, the church of saints. It is our church, and we want more to join it before our Lord and Savior returns or makes His appearance. So, yeah, it's good to be bold sometimes and just step out into the unknown and share the word. And, yeah, it blesses the Father, and we're blessed back again. Vusavi. So, yeah, that's really all I wanted to make known this evening.
That's great, Ken. Bless your heart. There's John Ellis, there's Jason, there's Kim, there's me, there's the dogs.
Well, I've got Rufus here. But John Ellis, are you on form to share?
John, God bless you.
God bless. Yeah, I'm very blessed. Everybody shares, you know, their wonderful shares and testimonies. And yeah, I just want to, I guess, you know, I'll be short, but like everything, you know, remains true, what's been stated so far. But faith, you know, that's kind of what's been on me. And I appreciate, you know, the messenger feed you sent as well. And I've been looking, and I listened to two of them, which was, you know, it was very good stuff, edifying. And and he even goes into to, you know, faith as well. And one of them where it's you know, he, it's just putting everything solely in the Father, and bringing our part, you know, to where, you know, we're ready, our half's ready, and then, you know, He's gonna follow through, you know, with the rest of it. And that he has it all. And so it's like, you know, regardless, if it could be seen as blind to some, you know, that's the, how big is your faith, you know? And, you know, I'm still growing as far as my walk as well. But, you know, that's something that it's reminded to me that I need to keep continually amplifying that, because I mean, that's just the truth of it, and there's so much more. So this week's been good. It's been a good, productive week. I got this test, I've been testing a lot, so I mean, I haven't really, I'm kind of caught up in this, because I mean God has it all, like, you know. I mean, plus we speak what we want, and it, and then it's, so, you know, according to His, when it lines up to parallel to His will. But so I'm testing, and so I've kind of been caught up in this test of stuff a lot. Because, you know, just, but anyhow, you know, it's a good week. Kelly's here, but she's working right now. but maybe she'll come on later. Yeah, you know, it's, I really, I mean, God is, he's always blessed, for me, and it's a blessing, this, this being on here is a blessing, and all you guys, and so I'm very blessed, and I just need to always you know, make sure that it's that I keep that, because that's it's true. And it's taken just not letting the adversary you know, get any get anything, you know, to try to confuse that. And you know, life is good. And yeah, so I mean, thank you for calling on me. And I don't know who all is left to call on.
You've got Jason, me, who else? Let me have a look a sec. Kim, is there anything you want to share while Jason goes to the loo?
Yes, well, today I delivered the box to Sophia, and I got to hold the baby. She's 6 days old, and her name is Hope.
Oh, wow.
Really, really blessed me. Really blessed me so much. You know, hope is a very biblical word, and to find out that she named the baby that was just beautiful. And the baby was wrapped up in my blanket that I'd made her. She was just on her way. I could only stay for a couple of minutes. She was on her way to register her birth. She was born 6 pounds 6 ounces, and she's absolutely gorgeous. Really gorgeous. So next week I hopefully will get a picture with her, and then we can put it on the website. But Sophia's doing well. She had a little bit of a rough time, first baby, and you know, not knowing what to expect. But to see her there, she wasn't crying. She was quite. She had her little eyes open, and she was just looking around. And it really is. What a beautiful name, Hope, because like seeing what her life was and what her life is now, it's all through that hope. You know, I have constantly kept her in my prayers, spoke in tongues for her, you know, delivered her, healed her, shared the word with her, and now she has this beautiful, beautiful 6 pounds 6 ounce little girl. So she's over the moon. And her guy, such a humble guy, very, very meek. It's his first child, so he's over the moon, little girl. But I've had a bit of a strenuous week physically. I decided that on my week off from work that I was going to do a bit of house cleaning, which turned into the biggest mammoth task. I think I did say last week that I actually went to bed and parts of my body ached that I didn't even know existed. But at the end of it all, you know, when we got to finish on Saturday and I sat back, I had this tremendous amount of peace, just knowing that we'd cleared the clutter. You know, it's spiritually clean as well as physically clean. It just, you know, there's something about when you do a spring clean that lifts you. And I know that Lawrence won't understand all this, but I know you women because Lawrence doesn't spring clean anything. But you know, physically you feel lighter and spiritually you feel lighter. And I really want to thank Amber especially. I mean, that girl worked just as hard as I did to bless me and for the things that they were doing here. She's ordered the fridge freezer, so that should be coming any day now. And also Danny, you know, even though he had to go to work, he'd come home from work and every night he would do 3 or 4 hours in that bathroom. He's laid the tiles now, he's grouted it all, and we're just about to put the toilet and the sink back in. And then obviously when you finish it off with all your little finishing touches, it just really, well, it's going to look beautiful. But it's, again, it's going to be a blessing, not just for us, but for the people that are...
Now, I think Jason, after he's listened to that, has been inspired to share. So that's great. And you can share, Jason. Bless your heart, brother.
Yeah, sorry, I was getting a mental block before, but God bless you guys. Just something simple that God's just been, Father's been working in my heart. You know, we can quite easily stumble over our own thoughts at times, and it's all too easy when, you know, the temperature gets us thinking on things, and we end up in a mindset we really totally forgot we shouldn't be in, and by the time we're done, I mean, we know that temptation is not sin. It's not a sin to be tempted, but when we give in to the sin, then it becomes sin. And we know we go to the Father with it, we're forgiven, but it's always good to avoid the things as well. And when we put on the new man nature instead of the old man nature, we can avoid the things of the old man nature, even though it's easy to slip. But Father's shown me things over the years, and just recently, something really neat. You know, I could be walking along the road and a thought comes to mind, of whatever category of life it is, and it's in opposition to what the Word of God says, it's in opposition to who I really am in Christ, and it's designed for one purpose only, and that's to stop me from really focusing where I should be focusing with God, and keeping my mind stayed on the things I'm doing, on the direction. And I just started to think to myself, well, just shut the doors, just seal the doors shut. And you know, if there's a burglar that wants to get into a house and the door's open a tiny bit, that's all he needs. that tiny fraction of the door can be open. If he spots it, he can just pull the door open and just walk in. So if the householders are out of the house, they're not there, they're not going to know you've walked in and stolen from them until they come back home and find things missing. And the same is true with our hearts. And like it says in Proverbs, we're to guard our hearts with all diligence, because that are the issues of life. So the enemy wants to steal from us the issues of life that God has placed within us. And these are precious things. And he uses the systems of the world, he uses other people, he uses idols and religion, environment and culture, our own personal selves. So the way I've been dealing, I started in one category of my life, then I thought, you can attribute that to this one as well, and to this one, is just seal the doors shut. So in my mind, I'm thinking, no, the doors are sealed shut. And I just look away from it. Whatever it is that's trying to distract me and get my mind, get my focus away. And Kim was sharing about vision and goals. And if we've got a vision given to us by God, then we have to keep our minds set on that until we accomplish whatever it is that God wants us to accomplish. Or even desiring a goal, you aim for it. And it's like in archery, when somebody pulls back the arrow in the bow, you've got the bow and arrow, they pull back the bow, they're aiming for the center of the board. That's their target. They're not going to flinch. If they can hit the center, they're going to hit the center. And it's not going to be, oh, can I do this or not? It's going to be, I'm going to do this. And the ones that hit the center, they do it. And it's another good example of where we're aiming for something. We've got a goal set. Don't stop till we reach that goal. Till we've got that goal or the vision. And Kim had a vision of the house, and she didn't stop until that vision had become fulfilled. And we can allow anything to stop us if we want to, or we can do like we heard God say, we've got greater seed, he that is in us and he that is in this world. We got the full rights of heaven to literally shut the enemy out. And to just look it in the eye and say, get out. You know, my doors are shut, you're not coming in, and you're not speeding, you're not making ransack of my home. And it's the thing I found is where I've sealed the doors shut on one thing, something else comes firing at me. And I think, fine, I'll seal the doors shut on that too then. And I got to thinking about this, it reminds me of Noah, right? For 120, in the Bible it says 120 years he was building the ark, because God told him, there's a flood coming, you need to build an ark, you need to do it the way I tell you to do it. So he needed to literally listen to God on all the materials needed to build the ark, all the tools he needed, and I guess his son-in-laws may have helped him, and maybe his wife and daughters helped him, I don't know. But he didn't stop for 120 years with that vision of the ark being built and them stepping onto the ark. And God brought the animals to Noah, so Noah didn't have to go out and find those animals, did he? And call them all in. Come on, animals! You can imagine that. There's no way he could have done it. So God made it all happen, but he had to stick to the goal. He had to stick to the vision. And because he did, once all the animals were on there that had to go on there, the birds and Noah, there are eight people. Noah, his wife, their three sons and their three sons' wives. As soon as they were on the ark, and the door was closed, God sealed the door shut, right? And what happened as a result? Noah and his family were saved, right? But they were the only eight that were saved, because they were the only eight that believed God and that listened to God and followed the direction of God. And it wasn't just like a few days, it was 120 years. It's a long time. I believe remnants of the ark have been found that actually confirm this, even on the census level as well, that archaeologists cannot dispute, you know, nobody in the world can dispute it. And with our hearts and minds, when we keep the new man on, which is in Christ Jesus, you can put it however you want to in your day and time. Your terminology counts. Got this God inspiring your heart and mind with it. Like for me, it's those doors are sealed shut, right? And after a while, then I thought of Noah. I thought, yeah, of course, he got on the ark and he stayed on the ark. They didn't jump overboard once they were on the ark, even, and that was several months they were on that for. So they trusted God for like 6 or 7 months. When there's nothing but water everywhere, right? Until the ark finally landed and the waters subsided and they were all able to get off the ark. So we're keeping our minds stayed, looking at the future when our king returns in all his glory. When he gathers us up, we go up with him, then we come back and reign with him. So it's really worth fighting for this. We've heard the terminology of fighting tonight, we've heard running in a race, and we don't stop running. And you know, even you watch athletes running in races, sometimes they fall, but they get straight back up and keep running, unless they're not able to keep running, then they got to get some help. But they don't give up on what they are. Their discipline is running, right? If they've got an injury, they get the injury sorted out, so that they get training again. And they're always training. And it's like us, every day we're training. Every day, so I wake up in the morning, my first thought is speak in tongues. Is good morning, Father. Good morning, Lord Jesus. That's how I start my day every day. And I know that communication is vital for me. And it enables God to start going into action. Because you say good morning to each other, if we see each other. So why not say good morning to your father? Why not say good morning to your brother, your kin, you know? And then I get a coffee to help myself wake up before I blurt anything else out. But even sometimes I've had a negative dream and I'm, you know, I know there's a fight going on as soon as I've woken up. And my fight is, okay, I'm looking to God. I'm not looking anywhere else. And there's a thought, no, dismiss that, I don't need that. That's not going to help me, you know? It's like the doors are sealed shut. So once the doors are sealed shut, I see them sealed shut. And I think, that's it, the enemy's outside those doors. But it's up to me to shut the doors. and God seals them. Right? But it's on my believing, it's on my faith. And if I drop in faith, there's a split. There's a little gap in that door. And believe me, like a burglar will open the door if he can, the enemy, the adversary will place that door open, believe it. And, you know, whatever spirits are there, he's got all his spirits under his command. But greater is he that is in us. If we just stand upon that and we just don't budge. And it's funny because going out to work one day, I wasn't feeling tip top, but we don't go by how we feel. And I'm stood at the top of this road, which is it's a gradual incline, it's a hill, and I'm looking down, and you know when you can perceive things, the spiritual atmosphere sometimes, and I'm picking up on something, I don't know what it is. And Father said to me, look up. And I looked up, and I looked at the clouds, I looked at the trees, I looked at the bottom of the hill, and God said, what do you see? And I'm pausing before anything else. And I said, I don't know. But I knew something was coming. I carried on my work, and you see characters walking past, and I'm thinking, ooh. So I just carried on going, thinking, no, get lost. And then a couple of guys had gone up the road and gone round the corner, and I'm thinking, they looked a bit shifty, but so I'm just watching my stuff anyway. And then one of them came back round, and I heard this, oi, like this, and I thought, I don't know you, and I'm not oi. So I didn't turn around, I'm at the top of my ladder anyway, working. And then I heard this whistle, and I'm thinking, what, am I a dog now? Not answering. And in the end, he just carried on going. But I knew straight away afterwards that was a distraction, if I allowed it to be. There would have been no profit to the conversation, because you can tell the type of character it was. No, it wouldn't have been beneficial, and it would have distracted me from what God wanted me doing. And I thought, you're not getting me off, I didn't care. Then I realized what it was. There was a distraction coming. Was I ready? Was I watching for it? And was I alert, you know, and keeping those doors sealed shut? So it's probably the most simple thing in the world that maybe a lot of people miss. I mean, if I was an unbeliever, I don't know how I'd be getting on. It'd just be, it would be a disastrous time, I think. But yeah, I may be convinced I'm having a great time, but I wouldn't be. But when I got my mind in the right place, and I've heard many times over the years, the battle is 6 inches between the ears, and that's where the battle takes place. It's our minds. And if the enemy can get into our minds, he can steal our faith. And as Lawrence has said loads of times before, the faith system, he's after our faith system. Because when we're walking in faith, we're stomping on his kingdom. And we're crushing it and replacing it by allowing God's kingdom to come into everywhere we go. And like Pedro shared earlier, and it's been repeated as well, is that where we are is very important. Lawrence said it as well. We're very important where we are, because we shine. And people are getting blessed, even if they don't realize it's God blessing them. They're getting blessed. And it reminds me of the sunflower that opens up when the sun shines. The sunflower doesn't think about it just loves it, right? And the unbeliever are loving the good. They love the goodness of God, even when they don't understand what it is. They love it. And you know, people are, it makes me see that people are setting up their lives. They want a nice house, they want a nice car, they want everything nice in their lives, because what they're actually craving after is godliness, but they don't realize it, you know? And I got customers on my rounds that they live in nice streets, and I think, I don't blame you. I don't blame you one bit. Who wouldn't want that? So it's because they want the life and the peace, so, and that comes from God, so amazing. Amazing. In the end, I was waiting on God, and before, to be honest, I was, you know, I was getting a block, so I didn't really know what.
That's great. Well, thank you for sharing, Jess.
Living each day for you, my Lord, knowing that the power is of you. I train my mind, your word is my sword, that shows me what is false and true. Expectations, you know them all. You have a goal, it's my goal too. I know you made me able when you called. Walking in newness, I am giving God the praise. I live for forever sharing it. Praise, yeah. Thanks God for giving the words I am to say. Rise and expansion happens every day. Knowing your word, I have the strength I need to love and give my the hope your son's return, but till he comes, I'm in his stead. Walking in newness, I am giving God the praise. I live forever sharing his grace, yeah. Thanks God for giving I am to say, rise and expansion happens every day.